I've asked Congresswoman Good Fox if she would do our morning prayer.
In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning. We're just thankful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon the Osage people. We ask that you look down upon all of our Native men and women in uniform, our elders, our children, the disabled, the widowed, the incarcerated. Please look down upon all of them, wherever they may be. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards? Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt?
I see it.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn? Speaker Tillman?
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
Again, we do have a quorum. Next item on the menu is approval of the journal. A few moments to look over the journal, please.
Motion to approve the legislative journal for June 17.
Congresswoman Pratt, there's a motion.
I just have a question on page 2. Under reports of standing committees, when it says 1939 went to general order, do we just assume that's day one, or does it need to be specified?
Day one. Thank you.
As amended.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Backing up just briefly, I did hear from Congresswoman Lemon, and she will not be with us today. She's fighting an illness. So, next item on the agenda is reports of select committees. Do we have any reports from select committees? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Appropriations Committee met June 17th, and reporting out ONCA 1952, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide supplemental appropriation and appropriation reductions to departments and programs of the executive branch and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action was due pass with 5 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, Walker, Stabler, and 1 absent, Edwards.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Are there any other reports of select committees, Congressman Big Horse?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members. Government operations met yesterday, June 17th, met on bill number ONCA 1945, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $50,000 to financial assistance services for crisis assistance and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Goodfox. There was a, it was passed out with a due pass of six yes votes from Big Horse, Maker, Walker, Tillman, Potts, and Goodfox.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Any other reports of select committees? Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Health and Social Services met this morning. We report out resolution number ONCR 1916, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services, sole source FY20, with the State of Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction. Sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt, reporting out that with a due pass recommendation, voting yes were Mason, Big Horse, Staber, Tillman, and Pratt. One absent was Lemon. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Any other reports of select or standing committees? Congressman Potts.
Mr. Speaker, reporting out from the Education Committee, ONCR 1914, a resolution to authorize and approve a charter of Bay Cone College as a tribal college by the Osage Nation, to request the American Indian Higher Education Consortium to approve Bay Cone College as a tribal college, and to encourage the continued future financial support of Bay Cone College through donations. Sponsors Congressman Maker. Final committee action is due pass with four yes votes from Potts, Maker, Walker, Whitehorn, two absent, Edwards, and Big Horse.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Any other reports of select or standing committees? Seeing none, I'd like to move ONCA 1952, ONCA 1945, ONCA 1916, and ONCR 1916 and ONCR 1914 to General Order Day 1. Next item on the committee is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 1939, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the Wake and Iron Building in the Pawhuska Indian Village, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Going to move ONCA 1939 to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda, where amendments can be made. Next, we're at motions and notices. Do we have any motions or notices? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Appropriations Committee will meet immediately following session until 5 p.m. I do anticipate taking a couple of breaks, especially for lunch and then potentially in the afternoon, depending on how quickly we work through our work.
Thank you, Congressman. One other, I don't see anybody else. I have one just a notice. Congresswoman Stabler.
I just will notice that because of the time schedule, we will be having sandwiches for lunch today, if anyone's interested.
Thank you. Right after we adjourn, I would like to meet with all the committee chairs for just a real brief meeting back in my office, real short meeting that we'll have immediately here. And then Congressman Potts, you can start your IFS. And we talked about that. Thank you. Any other motions and notices?
Motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Today's girlfriend, maybe, since they were about 12.
Mm-hmm.